Good morning. You're listening to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway, and we are here this morning talking with Dana Beal, who heads up the Plateau Women's Chorus and Young Singers. Dana, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Okay, if I'm just meeting you in an elevator for the first time and I say, Dana, what is the Plateau Women's Chorus and Young Singers? What would you say?
Well, I've got you trapped in the elevator.
I'm in the elevator. I'm stuck.
I would make you have to hear me say, I'm so proud of them. We have 50 women in the Plateau Women's Chorus. We're a nonprofit community women's chorus. And then we have 30 kids in Young Singers, which is under our nonprofit umbrella. We're registered as a nonprofit with the state of Tennessee. And we have been in existence since 2018.
Since 2018.
Yes. Well, with the pause for the pandemic, of course.
A little pandemic pause. Did you found this organization? Is this yours?
Yes,
and
I did.
How did this start?
Well, I retired to Crossville area, and some women knew I had directed chorus my whole life and said, we really need a women's chorus in this town. I thought, I don't know if anybody would be interested. But some women signed up. We had about half a dozen or more, and then we've grown. We always run between 50 and 60. We practice in the fall and we practice in the spring. We decided, okay, so it's busy women, right? Women are so busy. Mm. Moms, grandmas, working moms. We have high school students. So we chose to operate September, October, concerts in early November. And then again in the spring, February and March, concerts very early April. So we're already all overloaded with Christmas and Mother's Day and all the Thanksgiving holidays and all graduation. And of course, summer, you got to travel. Mm. So that works really well for us. And then after a while, we became sensitive to the fact that there aren't choir teachers in the schools, except for the high schools in the Crossville community. Mm. They're band directors and they're great. But there wasn't chorus, and children love chorus. It's the lifetime sport. So we thought, well, we'll open that up and see if anybody signs up. And we have 30 kids, and they have a great time. And we do the music, the concerts they do, it really gives them a voice about things that are important to children, things that are important to women and to the community. Mm. We have a lot of fun. We have professional instrumentalists that accompany us, a terrific drummer, strings, woodwinds. We're having a lot of fun.
So you started this in 2018, and before that you said you had spent a lifetime as a choral director?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Oh, high school, elementary, church. That's just always been my thing. Just having fun with it.
Were you a singer before that was your thing, before you were a director? Were you?
Not much. Not really. I was an instrumentalist. But I liked choral music. I love working with people. It's very accessible, so you don't have to have anything special. Mm. Yeah, and I'm actually an instrumentalist, too. I play oboe and clarinet and guitar and piano and all those things. But what I love about voice is you're just born with it. Mm. And most everybody can sing or at least enjoy music.
Or at least think they can sing. Or they can sing in the shower. You know, everyone has a voice.
It's all good. And we all have things to say, but sometimes, you know, we're not good about expressing to our community things we'd like to say, how to say it. Now, people get involved in different ways, politics, sports, you know, women's club or Rotary, whatever you do. The concerts give us a chance to say some things to the community about love and acceptance. And we have a lot of fun. The one coming up right now is Bach to Bebop. And it's super, super fun. It's just a great theme. We start out with great Bach. We have Zoe Grace Cooper is one of our young singers. She is a harp prodigy. She's 11 years old. Mm. She's going to start the concert off with Bach. She's already competed in Wales at the International Harp Contest. The
harp
child
prodigy
is phenomenal. Mm. Yes. So she'll start off the concert. Then we go in with some harpsichord in German, a little Bach piece that the women sing. And just from there, it evolves through some other, we do some new music that no one would have ever heard of, perhaps, unless they're a choral geek like me. but they love it. They love the music. And then we evolve into doing some bebop there at the end, an Ella Fitzgerald piece that we're doing was just a lot of fun. I do some scatting. We just have fun. And I'm really happy. The community is very accepting. We almost always have capacity crowds at every concert. And it's free because we are sponsored by the state of Tennessee, the Tennessee Arts Commission. We operate through their grants program. And believe it or not, Tennessee is the number one in the nation in giving to the arts.
Oh, I do believe that.
I'm proud of the entire nation. Yes.
That's great. You know what? Let's talk more about this when we come back just after a quick break. Welcome back to The Scene. I'm your host, Laura Holloway. We're here talking today with Dana Beal of the Plateau Women's Chorus and Young Singers. Dana, thank you again for being with us. And there are so many exciting things coming up for your group. I want to make sure that we touch on all of those. But before we go into what's coming up, tell me how people can get involved with the Plateau Women's Chorus and Young Singers. Like, how you said that you have a group of 50 or 80 or...
Yes,
we have. You said as many as will fit on the stage.
Yeah, we can fit about 60, up to 60 on the stage. Mm. And we usually... our capacity with both groups. But if you want to sing, I would love that. I would love that. What they have to do is contact me. Our website is plateauwomenschorus.org. My Gmail is plateauwomenschorus@gmail.com. So that's easy to find. And you can always just, I think if you put my name in Google search, Dana Beal, it'll... well, one of two things will show up. There was a famous Dana Beal who was a drug dealer. That's not me.
In another life.
Yes. No. I think he's still out there. But anyway, the other Dana Beal in Crossville. And then my contact information is it's on every bathroom wall around.
It's on every bathroom wall in Crossville.
I'm afraid so. It's in every press release. It's on, feel free to call me, 305-393-2278. And you can text that number. We arrange an interview. Kids, I just talk to the parents and register them. Adults, I like to talk to them and find out, you know, what's your background and find out where their voice is, where they fit best into the chorus and what would be, you know, the best place for them. Because we sing 4 to 8 parts. Music reading is recommended but not required. We have vocal tracks so they can practice along. And I have wonderful section leaders who work with people who are, you know, if they start struggling with the music. Because the music's not easy. It's we do some easier things, but we do some rather complex pieces also.
Do you need experience to do this? Do you have to have sung in a chorus before? Or do you just need to have an interest and sort of be able to carry your tune in a small bucket?
Yeah, that's good enough, yeah. Because we coach each other. I have an associate director that works with me that's also... a lifetime choral teacher, and we work with people on their voice and finding their voice. And some people have never performed before ever, and others it's been their thing all along, and so they're just happy to plug in and sing with us.
Oh, and for those that are just tuning in, we're talking about the Plateau Women's Chorus and the Young Singers, and they're a group that performs really just during a couple times of the year. So it's not a huge commitment, but it's still a... tell me a little bit more about that.
Right. We just do 2 months in the fall and 2 months in the spring. So it's once a week, an intense 2 hours. And then they practice on their own because, like I said, they have vocal tracks. And in 2 months' time to put together a really good concert, it's a lot of effort. It's accessible financially for people. In fact, it's free to the kids. And we just have a great time with the music. The music's catchy, fun stuff you'd want to sing and that people want to hear. But we are done in the fall. We don't start till September. And we are done right at Veterans Day. So you're free to enjoy your holidays. And then again in the spring, February and March. And then you're free to enjoy your holidays and graduation and all those wonderful things that happen in May. And then the wonderful summers. So it's kind of found a niche, so we don't conflict with other groups. So, and some of the women sing in multiple groups, and the kids too. You know, they may take guitar lessons or something else. We have a lot of homeschool children, which is lovely. It counts as a homeschool credit, and we don't start till late afternoon, 3:45. You know, so it's enough after public school so that kids can make it if it's something they want to do. And I love it. I've got kids that play football and cheer, and they're in band, they do track, and they do choir.
What are the age ranges for the kids, and what are the age ranges for the adults?
Well, with the kids, It kind of depends on the child, because I can take them at 6 years old, even a five-year-old. If music is something that lights them up, something they want to mm-hmm. do, they're ready to do it.
They're interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If they have that amount of focus, of course, because it's an exciting thing for them. And then we go up to age 15. And at 15, we take treble voices. So once the boys' voices have changed and dropped way down, they do have to join the another chorus. We have a community chorus that has tenors and basses, and that would be the place for them. But the ladies, once they hit 15, they can stay with the group, or and then through the end of their 15th year, or they can switch over to the women's chorus.
And then your women's chorus, how old is your oldest member?
My oldest member, I believe she's 84, and then our youngest is 15. Mm-hmm. She's 10th grade, 15 or 16.
That is wonderful. What a wonderful opportunity for the community.
Oh, yeah, we have two or three high school kids, but we have a majority women are around age 50, I guess. We have women that are bankers and teachers. And I love that, the diversity. Yeah, retired from every field. You meet such interesting people.
We'll be right back talking with Dana Beal. Good morning. If you're joining us now, you are on the scene with Laura Holloway, and we are here talking with Dana Beal of the Plateau Women's Chorus and Young Singers, and some really exciting chorus opportunities and concerts, performances coming up with this group. Tell me just really quickly, for someone that's just tuning in, what is your organization and how do they work together?
Oh, yes, we're a nonprofit community chorus for women, and under our nonprofit umbrella, we have the Young Singers Community Chorus, which is for ages 6 to 15, boys and girls.
And this is an organization that anyone can apply to join and potentially be a part of, as long as they have the interest and the heart for it and a little bit of the talent.
Absolutely. Reading music is recommended for the adult choir, but not required. We do provide vocal tracks. And for the children, we are teaching them to read music.
That's wonderful. And there's a lot of really exciting opportunities coming up for the public to come and see what you're doing. Tell me how we can come see your shows.
Oh, please come see our shows. They are free admission. The Sunday, November 3rd and Sunday, November 10th are the two big concerts. And Sunday, November 3rd is at Crossville First Methodist Church, 3 p.m. And Sunday, November 10th is at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fairfield Glade, again at 3 p.m. Free admission, but do come early because the seats go fast and usually crowds are at capacity. Hope you can make it.
And what kind of music can someone expect if they're coming to those shows?
Well, Bach to Bebop is this season's theme. So we start out with Zoe Grace Cooper playing harp, Bach, and then the women with harpsichord singing in German, our delightful Bach dance that anyone would love. It's just so upbeat and fun. We continue with Days of Beauty with violin and onward to Crowded Table and, so many wonderful pieces. But we finish up, it sort of evolves from the Bach to the bebop pieces towards the end, and we finish up the very end of the concert is, of course, Rocky Top, because it's Tennessee.
Everybody,
and you get to sing along.
Everybody can get involved with that. Everybody gets a moment to be a part of the chorus for that.
Woo, yes.
tell me, you talked a little bit about earlier when we were off the air about the show Crowded Table. Tell me about that and how that kind of is a personal reflection for you of how you'd like to see this community.
Yes. Well, the Crowded Table is an amazing song about accepting people into your life, as we should family, where even when you're not there, your picture's on my wall, and I'm hoping you'll be coming back, and it's an accepting atmosphere. And we'd like our community to be a reflection of that. And the music that we do is inspiring, we hope, to the kids. They sing a song called Shine Like Stars, and We'll Rise Above, talking about when you have difficulty in your life, that you can be focused and that the good will win out if you're focused on positivity. And the women's music is much, much the same. So it's stuff that we can relate to as humans, and we feel like it's an important thing to say to our community about accepting each other.
Mm. And it sounds like your chorus is a reflection of that. There's people from all walks of life, all ages, races. Everyone is welcome as long as they have appreciation for the love and the music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're very supportive of each other. I love that. It's not a church choir. We do sing some music that is like especially classical music. If you're going to sing Bach, it's going to be about God, you know, in German or whatever. But that's what they wrote back then. And Handel, most of Beethoven and Mozart, that's religious, that is sacred music as a part of it. But our primary focus is, though we do those big classics and they are sacred, we mostly do music that is, I would say, secular music, but it's based on great poetry, has great meaning, and speaks to what we need to hear. Our mission as a nonprofit organization is actually to promote female composers, and we regularly commission works by female composers because they are largely unrepresented.
That's wonderful. Tell me, we're out of time, but please tell me how people can get in touch with you or find out more about your organization or find a way to come to the shows.
PlateauWomen'sChorus.org is our website. PlateauWomen'sChorus@gmail.com is our email, and you can also call or text me at 305-393-2278.
Dana, thank you for being here. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.